Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Good day, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. We have a great discussion for you today. It's going to motivate you. It's going to empower you. It's going to inspire you. But most of all, it's going to cause your daily walk to be confident. Our title today is called The Spirit of Adoption Mandate. And we're going to dive into this discussion right after this commercial. So come back and join us. We'll be right back.
Did you know by being the best you in just 60 seconds a day can add up to a positive better you in a total of 365 minutes a year? That's 6 hours exactly. Be the best you, even if it's slowly achieved by seconds. You'll gain more to being a prosperous you. Remember, as you take steps, whether they're small or large, the end results will be surprisingly great. Visit us on comfortingpromises.com. And while you're there, visit our store with the latest products available.
Welcome back to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Again, our subject is called The Spirit of Adoption Mandate. Listen, today I want to discuss something with you, and I want to share with you that will inspire you, it will impact you, it will cause you to walk confidently in your everyday walk. It will cause you to square your shoulders back and have a pep in your step. And it'll give you a remembrance about how whole you really are. I know things come at you at times and it causes you to forget that every now and then. And I have that moment too, where things are thrown at me and I forget, oh wait, I'm whole. But let me share something with you first and talk about there are three compartments that make us make a whole us, you know. And there is the spirit part, the soul part, and the body part. And we have to feed all three of these compartments in order to cause a balance in our life, in order to cause us to walk confidently and to know that by faith, these things are compelled to operate together. And again, that is the spirit of who you are. And when you feed on spiritual things such as meditation and prayer, reading the Word of God, reading spiritual books, there are many authors out there who write about spiritual things, and they bring it into an understanding where you can just relate to what they're saying, but it's a spiritual dialogue between you as the reader and him as the author writing it. You feed on those spiritual things to give you spiritual strength. And then when we talk about the soulish part of you, where you feed on the soulish part to give you intellectual strength. And that part is education, reading about how to do new things, how to do new skills, how to understand this new digital world that we're going into. It's just feeding on the spiritual part of who you are. There are people who spend 4 to 6 to 10 years in college feeding their intellectual part of them, but they may neglect the spirit part of them, or they may neglect the physical part of them. And the third part is the body, where you feed on physical food to produce physical strength. And without all three of these things being dealt with daily, every day, it could cause an unbalance. You can be balanced in intellectual, and you can neglect the spirit part and the body part. You can be strong in the spirit part, but you neglect an intellectual part. You can be walking around knowing scripture, but you have no idea how to live out those scriptures. And that will be the intellectual part. And that is, I see so many that really understand the Word of God, but living a life intellectually, they're lacking in that area. And it only just take just reading a book every month or every 3 months to feed your intellectual soul with intellectual dialogue and just wanting to know a new skill. That is something that I try to do most often, is read a book outside of reading the Word of God, outside of reading spiritual books, is to read some other authors. My favorite author is John Gresham. I love his book. I became a fan of his when I read the book The Firm, and then when I read the book Time to Kill. And so you can read on spiritual things, or you can read about digital, how the satellites works, you know, because I'm a fan of the universe. I love looking at the moon and the stars and all the planets, you know. That really, it just really impacts me. I don't know what it is about that, but I love to read about that. That's also reading soulish things to bring you intellectual food. And the body, when you read about how your body function on certain types of food, would give you physical strength, so that you would be able to wake up in the morning without having pains and nauseas and having your brain to be foggy and all of that. There are certain types of food that I cannot eat, and it brings like pain. I was eating pomegranates, and I can eat just one pomegranate. But this particular day, the store had pomegranates like five, you know, one a dollar. You can buy 10 for 10, you know. And I ate that, and that was my fruit that I was eating. But my body could not take that one particular fruit. I needed multiple fruits in order for my body to function, because certain fruits have certain vitamins. But I ate just the pomegranate. Now I cannot eat pomegranate because it affects my body in a different way. It causes my body to be painful, and I don't know what it is in the pomegranate, so I no longer can eat pomegranate. Although it's a healthy fruit, and it is grown on trees, it's something that was created by God, you know, but I no longer can eat the pomegranate because I ate too many of them over a course of time, and that was all I was eating as a diet, you know, no food, you know, maybe a salad and then pomegranate, you know, I was putting pomegranates on my salad, but I ate too many of them. Now my body is saying, no, no, you can't eat that, you know, but going back to the physical food, but when you understand the physical food and what types of food for your body, and you're feeding on the three parts, the spirit, the soul, and the body, and it brings this wholeness, and it brings this successful wholeness in your life, where you now can operate with confidence, with making decisions, changing the course of things when it's not working out for you. And these three compartments causes you to be a successful person in life, far as individually. We're not talking about your surrounding or your family. We're just talking about you as a whole. Because if you're not feeling your best, it's very difficult to give your best to others. So the whole focus today is, the subject is the spirit of adoption mandate. And I'm going to dive into that discussion, and as to the reason why I wanted to talk to you about being whole in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Now, I'm going to switch up right now. I'm going to talk about the spirit of adoption mandate. And many years ago, I was reading, there is a scripture in the Bible that says Ephesians. It's Ephesians 1. And it talks about, having this predestined us as people, predestined us to adoptions as sons and daughters in himself, according to the good pleasure of God's will. Now, I wanted to talk about that scripture because this is not a spiritual podcast, but I wanted to talk about that part when he said that he has adopted us in himself for his will. And that is the reason why I wanted to talk about the spirit man, the soulish man, and the physical man, because it is all resonated all together as his will. So when I talk about the spirit of adoption mandate And right now we are in the month of recognizing suicide. This is the month we recognize the suicide prevention. And I wanted to bring these two subjects together because it's really one subject, but it's two different categories of one subject. And we talk about the prevention, suicide prevention, and within the spirit of adoption mandate, God let us know that we're no longer rejected. We're no longer rejected as a human being because he's already adopted us. And if it's anything like a physical adoption, that when a person decides to adopt, they're no longer rejected. Okay? They are adopted into a new family. And when you are adopted into a new family, you're now part of that family inheritance. And this is what God is talking about. And this is when you are adopted into a new family and you're part of that inheritance. This is where the spirit of the man, when you feed on spiritual things, give you the empowerment, the spiritual strength, where the communication, your inward man, you're starting to understand who you really are, your royalties, you are the beloved, and everything starts to resonate to your personal relationship. And then because of the spirit of adoption that God received you, now you can follow through on the intellectual things that his creation has caused us to be wise in nature, to be wise in medicine, to be wise in business, to be wise, because it all kind of resonated together to bring a wholeness. And then we talk about the physical man, and we talk about feeding on the right things because how our body operates. You know, the body is a miracle itself. Although we have doctors and nurses and medical professionals, they're still studying the body and how it works. But God is one who understands the body, how it actually works. This is why when you're feeding on physical food, and feeding on the right knowledge, intellectual food, and when you're feeding on the spirit man, it all started to resonate together, and you can walk confidently in who you are. That's why sometimes when I don't know about you, but if I read certain things, it just brings life to me, and it brings a balance. And that is what the spirit of adoption mandate is that when you forget and things seem to be chaotic, there is a spirit of adoption mandate that has taken place that you can kind of change around and say, hey, the spirit of adoption has already taken place. I'm not in chaos. I just need to reconnect to either my spiritual self by meditating, reconnect my soulish by reading something that apparent there's a chaos. So that means I am lacking some type of knowledge. Or in my physical body, I could have eaten the wrong type of food that caused my body to be in balance. You know, because sometimes if you have a headache, it can cause your whole day to be just off-centered. And I wanted to talk about being whole with the spirit of adoption mandate and also understand the three compartments of what makes you up to be a whole and balanced, successful person. As I always do, like to share different stories in my podcast to just give you an encouragement. There was a time when I was working at a company, internet company, and I was the type of person I've always reading. And at lunchtime, I would go into this place on the second level of our building where no one ever sits. It's just it's quiet place. And I would go to that place to read and study because I was in school at the time. So I would read and study my school, do my homework, and I also would read the Word of God. And I remember this one particular day, there was a guy who works in our department. He didn't work in my department. He worked in our department. And he was sitting on the side, and I recognized him because he was the guy who walked with these crutches. I didn't know what was wrong with him, why he needed crutches every day, but he was sitting there and he was weeping. He was crying. And this story really do resonate with the title. So just bear with me. But he was crying, and it caused me to turn, because that is not normal for a man to cry, and especially when we're at work. And I stopped my studies, and I turned to him, and I believe his name was Robert. And I asked Robert what was happening. And he turned to me with tears just flowing in his eyes. And he said, because of the job was changing drastically, they sent out a message that our schedules was going to change from 7 in the morning to 10 at night, and working from Monday through Sunday. And he was crying because he was scared. He was fearful of his schedule changing because he had a family of five. And he says, I can't work, after five because of my condition, because I have people. I think Marta had a handicap bus that come picks him up and takes him home. And he says that I couldn't work after certain hours because the transportation stops at 6 o'clock. And he was just weeping his little eyes out. And because I studied the word of God all the time and I understood the mandate of the adoption, I turned to him and I said, your schedule is not going to change, and you're not going to be affected by this change or by what the company has impelled. It's going to work out for you, and I was explaining to him why it was going to work out. And I said, just trust and have faith about it. And even in my naive self, I could not resonate. God will do that to a man who loved his family so much and also was compelled to be worried. I mean, when you're at a point where you have been broke down as a man, and then you are the supplier of your family, and you already handicapped, and you're doing the best you can, and we made pretty good money at the internet company, so I know he was providing for his family. And I just had to tell him that it's going to work out. It's going to work out, and it's going to work out on his perspective, what is best for him and his family. And I did explain to him that God is not going to cause chaos in your family, you being the head of your family. And I emphasized that he is not going to take your head of your family and allow anyone to interrupt that. I call it the protection, because it's God protects us, and then a family is protected. That's especially if you're doing the right thing and you manning up and you're doing all these things. This man was literally crying. And I thank God that there was no one else up there with him, because I would have been concerned about what was taking place to be exposed. And I explained to him nothing was going to happen. Everything's going to work out for his good, because God is faithful like that. And it was maybe 2 months later that I ran into him, and he said, Sonia, my schedule worked out better for me than the one that I had. It worked out for the good. And I was very pleased to hear that, because he was very concerned about not being able to be there with his family at a decent hour, and also not being able to get home because he was handicapped. But I want you to know that is part of the spirit of adoption mandate. And so if any of you out there is dealing with things that has caused your life to be in chaos and it had nothing to do with you, there is a mandate that God has already orchestrated for your life. And as you being a child of God, I know that I brought a lot of information to you in this podcast, and it seemed a little shaky at first, but it really wasn't. I was trying to put things in perspective to give you exactly what I wanted you to hear about how secure we are in the spirit of adoption in God's covenant, in his house, in his protection. And I know I talked about the spirit of man, the spirit, the soul of man, this and the body of man all have in balance, but it all have in balance because if we are in the spirit of adoption mandate that God has already orchestrated for your life, and he wants you to continue on being who you are, but knowing confidently that you have been adopted. It had been a mandate adoption. That means all the inheritance that is part of that mandate being adopted to parents who is the protector and the covering and the covenant of your well-being, your family, and your protection. And you have to understand what that spirit of adoption really means. If you know, you may not be a Bible scholar, but in the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul writes this book, and there is nothing in this book that is talking about wickedness, darkness, evilness. It's all talking about the goodness of God. It's all talking about the goodness of living a wonderful, balanced, spiritual, prosperous, successful life in the book of Ephesians. But if you want to go back and look at that scripture, you can. As I stated earlier, this is not a Bible study, but it all resonates with you as an individual. And that scripture is Ephesians 1. Chapter 1, verse 3. Okay? But go back and read that, and talks about the spirit of adoption, which puts you in a covenant, which puts you in a house, which you hold the key to that house to walk in and out because he has given that mandate. So if you're having things that's going on in your world and things have come and tried to shake the foundation of who you are, kind of say that scripture about the spirit of adoption, because you are in a different place. You're not in a house that the foundation will shake. You are part of the spirit of adoption mandate, where the foundation is laid and it's secure and is unmovable. It is who and what we are, a part of a new family. So that is what I really wanted to talk about today, and I want you to be empowered. I want you to walk confidently. I want you to wake up in the morning and remember, if you don't remember anything else about this podcast today, I want you to remember that you have been adopted. You have been adopted, and it was a mandate. You know what a mandate is? It's something that you cannot even change. It was something that can't. You know how when some, you know how when you go to court, you know, I go to court sometimes for tickets, and they say, this is the mandate that you got to pay this ticket, you know? Well, God is one who says, no, we're gonna negotiate a new ticket price. That's what that mandate is. Mandate comes in and negotiate and say, this is what this is going to be. And there's nothing you can change about this law, you know, because it kind of puts it above the regular law or whatever you're going through. But I want you to just be encouraged. And remember, the spirit of adoption mandate has been given to you, and you are part of a new family, and walk confident in that new family. And don't forget, anytime when something come against you and your family, oh, you made that declaration, oh no, I'm part of the new adoption. That you probably, some of you may listen to this podcast and you may not even know that you were part of an adoption. But you are, and I want you to walk confidently in that, and I want you to believe it, and I want you to have faith in it. And listen, you guys, I want to thank you for coming back, listening to our podcast. Yes, this is the end of our podcast, and it has been a pleasure, and I enjoy doing this every week. It delights me, and it also reminds me to walk in faith in what I talk about. Because what I talk about is something that I've experienced and I've been exposed to and I have been tested in. And I just wanted to share with you to bring positivity, inspiring one life, one smile at a time is our motto. Our motto is always presented in the beginning of this podcast. But listen, you guys, I want you to have a great day. And I want you to have a great rest of the month. And until next week, this is your girl, Sonya Buchanan, with the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, see ya. Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to sonyabuchanan.com. For information about Comfort and Promises broadcast community, you can go to comfortandpromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye you guys.